you're all about. Good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, and I'm here with our special guest broker, Jenny Witten. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
How are you doing this week?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. OU football has started. You're excited about that, right?
I was an art major.
So you like the pretty lines that are painted on the football field?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I know that.
Did you like the band at least?
See, yeah, that's right, Mike Gannon.
It's performing arts.
Yeah, it's football season. Now, Mike, you were out doing high school football, weren't you?
Yeah, so football season started, so I was running a board for one of the high schools in town. And so, fortunately, the game was over by 9:30. It's when the game, you know, the kid passes 50 times a game. The game doesn't end until 10:15. Post game dough show doesn't end until 10:45. That's when it gets a little rough.
That's it. So, dear listener, we are dragging this morning from the activity. So we need you to call in to the show this morning. The number to call in is 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. We're going to be talking about kind of some of our crazy stories when it comes to real estate. And if you have a crazy story or something that surprised you in real estate, we would love for you to call in and share that story with us. Now, Jenny, your company does a lot of property management.
Oh, yeah.
So property management creates a lot because there's a lot of realtors. So it's one of those things a lot of people don't realize that in order to, if you want to manage your own properties, you don't need a real estate license.
That's right.
But if you are managing someone else's property,
absolutely.
Is it the same real estate license as being a licensed realtor, broker, as everything else?
Oh, yeah. We do everything.
Yeah.
So we sell, we can do property management, lots of crazy stories, lots of fun stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so the question in property, so they call them doors. How many doors do you manage?
Oh, gosh. I think we have 500.
Good night.
Lots.
So, you know, when it comes to that, there's a lot of panicking, I think, that happens.
There is.
How do you handle that?
Well, we were talking about how my husband and I haven't had a lot of sleep tonight because somebody started calling our phone at midnight and woke us up 8 phone calls later to say, I need the code to get in my house. That was fun.
That was, you know, a part of the Becky Ivins team. You know, we mainly do residential. We do some commercial. We had commercial closed this week, and we do some property management.
Yes.
And I will tell you, as the team, I would rather handle a buyer-seller negotiation than a tenant negotiation.
Well, I think what people don't understand is, and the tenants especially, is in August, it's 110 degrees outside and your AC goes out. I'm not going to be able to get somebody there in an hour.
Right.
It's impossible. And unfortunately, they get upset very quickly. And nobody wants to be hot.
Right. Right.
So you just have to remember that when you own that house, they're not going to be out in an hour.
It happens the same way with it. And that's where there are so many things like that of right now, we're in the kind of the tail end, hopefully.
Thank goodness.
The air conditioner is the big deal.
The air conditioning is the big deal right now.
Yeah.
And then when we get into October, then we start to usually get one cold freeze and an ice storm, and then branches fall because the leaves are still on the branches.
Right.
And then they start pulling electrical lines away from houses. That's fun.
So just from this week alone, I had two stories, talk about stories, about closings that potentially get delayed, had the potential of going under altogether because of events that occur right before closing.
Sure.
This is the part that just scares a lot of real estate agents, scares buyers, scares sellers. So when you are about to close, one of the last pages that a buyer signs is, I now accept this property in its current condition, and everyone involved, I release you from liability. And so this week we had one commercial that was going to close 2 days before. Big oak tree splits, falls down. So I get a call from the potential buyer. I think our office got a call from the seller that, and everybody's like, who's going to pay when it's 2 days before and it's an as is contract?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it was me, even if it is as is, if it was something act of God, tree falls down, I think you should do the right thing and go ahead and clear. It's still your property. And also the name of the game is to still sell the house. Get somebody out there to remove the tree. Make the deal happen.
That is a big part. I mean, we get down to these of, you know, as soon as the seller has a contract on the house, they don't want to spend any other money.
Oh, they don't want to do anything.
Which is completely reasonable. Nobody would want to.
Yeah.
And when the contract goes on the house, the buyer wants everything to be fixed.
Everything.
Wants everything to be, you know, but, and of course they do.
Of course. I mean,
right.
We've said that, you know. I'm actually helping a friend, just giving her advice, and she lives in Utah, and she's a very dear friend of mine. She had a screen and two smoke detectors on her inspection report. Good, solid home. And the buyers in turn asked for a $600 awning, two $600 pots, all of her landscaping art. And that was a fair trade for two smoke detectors.
You know, sometimes in real estate, you just got to remember the toddler rule. Sometimes you just got to say no.
I know. I know. I felt bad for her. Her husband's like, I don't know how I'm going to move your big planter, so let him have it. She wasn't happy with him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big part. And, you know, if you are a real estate agent listening to the show, you know that one of the hardest negotiations there is with your own client.
That's right. Oh, we talked about this the other day. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I had a guy that was under contract. He was moving from out of state, had his items. They were, you know, on the truck, ready to be delivered. We go to do the final walkthrough of this beautiful home, and he threatened not to close because there was garbage in the garbage cans at the curb. True story. What do you do there?
Right. That's exactly right. You get to these points of what people, I mean, there's so much stress and emotion that's happening
there
in
is.
The move.
There is.
And so you realize, you know, you try to give people as much grace for that as possible. And people like get to the end of their rope and it feels like one more thing they can't take, like a garbage can
full
at the curb, which is where
normal.
It should be. Right. This is all normal stuff. And it should be, you know, but they're tired and they're stressed.
They're tired and they're stressed. And I forgave him when his wife pulled me aside and said, we're almost there, Jenny.
That's a big part of it. And I've got a story when we come back from the break where it was a $600,000 house. So in Oklahoma, that's an above average home that the deal almost busted over a $75 pipe. It was a pot filler over the stove.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell it was one of the most negotiations. I was so glad to be done with that. I'll tell you when we come back right here in Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are here with Jenny Whitten, broker and property manager, and we're talking about some crazy stories that we have had in this real estate world. If you want to join the conversation today, the number to call in is 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. So right before the break, I was going to tell you about, so when you get into a real estate contract, the one segment that that we as real estate agents always are aware of that's coming up is the call for treatment, replacement, and repairs, TRR, that once it's house is under contract, the buyer typically does a professional inspection. They find all sorts of stuff, no matter if it's brand new homes, they'll find things.
Always.
Existing homes, especially, you'll find lots of stuff. And then negotiation number two begins. It is the seller's under no obligation to fix any of it.
Nope.
The buyer can ask for all of it to be repaired, none of it to be repaired. They can ask for a money amount instead of it being repaired. And so we got to this. It was about a $600,000 house, and the negotiations had been kind of inching. It was one of those where someone would give an inch one way, then they would give an inch another way. And it was, you know, there was not any kind of grand agreement. And every time they would give an inch on both sides, they felt like they had been taken advantage of. It was wrong. It was, you know, how dare they morally ask for a leak under a sink to be fixed?
Well, what are they supposed to do? Put the pot underneath
it? Right. That's exactly. It's worked for us for 20 years. It should work for them just fine. So it came down to there was a pot filler over the stove, you know, so right over the stove, there's a movable faucet head that so makes it convenient. And the seller, so I was the realtor for the buyer. The seller said they hadn't used it in 2 years. The buyer said, well, it's not working. It needs to be working. And the seller says, no, I am not going to, I've given enough. I'm not going to do anything about that. We haven't used it. You don't need to use it. Oh. The buyer says, if it's not working, I'm not buying this house.
Because that $75 fix is worth buying that house or not.
At that point in time, no one knew what was the problem. So because the inspector thought that maybe a valve, you know, there was some kind of
shutoff
valve that, you know, was up in the attic or something that was, you know, that we couldn't find. And so there was, everything was just deadlocked. And so I finally convinced the seller's agent. I said, just allow us to send in a plumber so we know what's going on.
Right.
If it's something big, we may not be able to come to an agreement.
Right.
But maybe it's not. So no expense to the seller. We will send in a plumber. And, well, I don't want you in my house again.
Oh, good grief.
I said, then you can go in with the plumber. Like, you seller realtor can go in with a plumber. I'm fine with that because it's a plumber I trust. And so he went in. And what it was is because of the hard water in Oklahoma, it hadn't been used in 2 years. And so it was just hardened inside of there.
Calcification.
Exactly.
Did he change out the screen?
Yep. And it was the $75 call, the fee for the plumber. Yeah, that's it. And it nearly
busted a deal.
Oh my gosh. And what crazy part is for the seller, it would have ended up costing them about $5,000 to put it back on the market to get it all
up. Of course.
Yeah. And for the buyer, they would have ended up having to go back into looking back. It would have cost them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars over that one thing.
Oh, I've had somebody bust a deal before over, there were quite a bit of repairs. It was a larger historical home and they got full price and there were about $3,000 worth of repairs. And this is back in the day. And they asked for the repairs to be taken care of. Well, my seller had a buddy's wife who just got her real estate license, and she talked him out of that $3,000 fix, and they in turn walked away from the deal. And then he got out of the listing agreement with me, had to pay three more additional mortgages, and listed with her and finally got it back under contract. And I think he sold it for less than what we were under contract for.
Oh, my gosh.
So knowledge does make a difference.
It does. And that's what, like, most of the time you're telling your the deal that you have before you, most of the time is going to be the most money you get out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That if a deal busts and you have to put it back on the market, more often than not, it ends up going for less.
Well, then I found out later they were going through a divorce, so that did not help.
Oh.
Oh, poor people.
I know, and that's it's a part of the business that I love, is that you jump into the middle of people's lives.
Oh, you do.
And, you know, especially right now that people are moving for death, divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the big two that people are moving, because not a lot of people are upgrading or downsizing.
Well, no, but, and we talked about that because of the interest rates.
Right.
So, yeah.
Interest rates, and there's just not as many homes on the market still.
That's right.
That are there. So we still have this. And so when you come in with people, there's often, you talk about the stress of moving, and then you have this other stress of a big life change that's happening.
That's right.
So our job within this is to follow a contract. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, you know,
well, everything's a contract.
Everything's a contract. And you have to follow the stipulations of the contract, timelines and all of that. Have you dealt with someone who keeps trying to change a contract or has a falsification in a contract?
So my most interesting story, I think, and this is on a lease. We actually had some friends of mine I sold multiple houses to, and they had moved out of state, and we were renting out their house. And we got an application. It was a family. They had kids. This is, you know, $300,000+ home that they were renting. And they were fine for a few months. And David and I are on, my husband and I are on vacation. And I get a text message, hey, the rent may be late this month because my bank called and somebody has hacked our identity. And so they're shutting down this account. So let me know if this check bounces. And we'll come up and we'll give you another check. Okay, no problem. Well, we still don't have that check. And she's kind of blaming the bank. And we're not really sure what's going on. And we're like, okay, whatever. My business partner gets a phone call one day going, who is this, basically? And what is this check for? And she goes, well, it's for the house. It's for the house on the street. And she just randomly kind of cuts the phone call short and lets it go. Well, then the woman calls back and she's got this accountant on the phone with her. And she's like, what are you talking about? What house? This is coming out of my account. Who are you? And long story short, she comes up and she's the owner of this account, has no idea who's been paying these thousands of dollars every month.
Oh, my gosh.
And we had a case of identity fraud. And she literally is sitting in our office and she figures out that it's her employee that is using her name, falsifying bank statements, bringing us all of this information because we're vetting her. We think it's this woman. Yeah. And she finally turns, you know, Facebook on and is like, is this the woman that you're looking at? And we're like, that's her. And she calls her husband, and her husband's in the office at the time. And she goes, you need to go into your private office. And he goes, what are you talking about? She's right here. Nothing is happening. And she's texting me in the background about how we're going to get the rent. And she's like, she's stealing from us. She's messaging. And I'm having to show her that she was pretending to be her.
Yeah.
And that was an interesting moment. But then it did get far enough along that we had to go to court, and the DA had called us, and I just felt like a fool. And he goes, don't you dare feel like a fool.
Yeah.
Because she's very good at what she does. Apparently, she had done it before.
Oh, wow.
Working at a bank and wasn't allowed to work around money because she stole money from tornado victims that the bank offered money if they just proved that they were a tornado victim. And she was taking their information and taking their money. So needless to say, I don't think she walked around free for too much longer after
No, that is a pathway leading to prison.
But she ended up stealing, I think it was $120,000 in 6 months from these people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So it was interesting.
I swear, most of the time, I would say most of the time, people are good. They're, you know, they're just trying to buy a home, lease a home, take care of their families. But there's some shenanigans that go
once in a while. You see interesting things.
You just have to keep your guard up and you got to be careful of. We'll be back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Jenny Witten, broker and property manager. And we're talking about crazy stories about real estate. And it is time for our word of the day. Word of the Day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 405-728-3700. That's 728-3700. What's our word of the day?
Our word of the day is integrity.
It's a good word for today. Why don't you define integrity for us?
Integrity, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and moral uprightness.
There is, in real estate, there is, we are overseen by, in Oklahoma, by OREC, Oklahoma Real Estate Commission.
That's right.
And there is lots of rules, lots of regulations, lots of oversight, because there's been lots of scoundrels.
There are.
Reminds me of the movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
It didn't come from you
good
guys.
Good movie. Fingers
yeah, one of my
me.
Favorite
away from me.
With that. We got it, Mike. Mike Gannon taking care of the extra.
New talking software, about new software. Who's this?
Talking. So when we're dealing with people of integrity, do you have a story?
Well, I have a story. We were talking about threw in a more tornado. I have another more tornado story, but this is actually a sweet story.
Oh, good. We need
and,
a sweet one.
When we had one of the more tornadoes that went out, I actually closed a deal yesterday with a lady who I also was best friends, and I sold the house across the street, and she was renting the house at the time. She now owns the house.
Mm.
But the tornado happened and she calls in and she's talking to us on the phone and she goes, do you guys mind? Can you please send a roofer out? And we're like, sure. What's going on? What's wrong? And she goes, well, I'm sleeping at night and I'm seeing the stars. And we're like, what? And it had been a couple of days since the tornado happened, but apparently she was afraid to call in right away because she was in a neighborhood that some of the houses were gone.
Oh,
so
wow.
She thought just her roof being pulled and a little bit of the decking being removed, but she was sleeping at night looking up
at the
stars. But she was so kind and so sweet about it. And we just died laughing. We're like, oh my God, of course we're going to send a roofer out. We felt horrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was an interesting story, but she was kind about it. So
that's sweet. You know, most of the time in Oklahoma, I'm glad to say that when it comes to negotiating, and there's lots of negotiating when it comes, you really come down to, all right, what's the right thing to do? And mm-hmm. most Oklahomans do the right thing.
Oh, we come around much right. more happy, loving people that want to do the right thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had someone from out of state that was moving in, and they had, they were just amazed. They're like, this would not happen in the state where I'm from. You would not have people who actually work with honesty, aww. With integrity, with it. And I said, well, in Oklahoma, we end up being generational. Like it is, mm-hmm. you stay here long enough and, you know, people don't move away. So right. you have aunts, uncles, grandkids, and they remember whether you treated people right or you treated people mm-hmm. as just what can you get from them.
That's right. Well, I've even had some homeowners that are investors. They've been kind enough during Christmas time to give people half off the rent or a month's free rent. And then I had another homeowner that bought his tenants gift cards to Target, I mean, for $100, and asked us wow. to go put them in their mailbox for him.
Yeah.
How sweet is that? He didn't know him from Adam.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Kind.
Exactly. I had one, I told you about, we had two closings that kind of went sideways day before. I had one with a tree, had another one this week that the day before closing, the air conditioner quits working.
Isn't that fun?
And it was one that we had, it was an as-is contract.
Mm.
So you could play hardball and go, it's an as-is contract.
Right.
Contract did not obligate the seller to do anything about the air conditioner.
That's right.
But the seller is also a part of the community
mm-hmm.
in which this house is. And the buyer, and it was an older air conditioner, and the buyer asked that it would just be working in the same way it was working when they
went under contract.
Yes, when they went under contract.
I think that's fair.
Completely reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I told, you know, our job is we can't decide for the seller what to do. My job is to give you the options,
mm-hmm.
to try to give you some insight into the outcome that might affect you on it. But in the end, the seller is the one that chooses with it.
Well, and I also think it depends, you know, who's buying it? Is it an investor that's going to tear it apart and make right. everything new and pretty? Or is it a young couple?
And that's exactly what I told them was this was, it was a home that I thought would go to an investor, but it didn't. It went to a family who was going to move in aww. There, and this was their first home that they were purchasing. And
that's the right thing then.
Yeah, right. And so I told them, like, the right thing is get it in working order like it was when they saw it.
Well, I had one the day of closing. I'm driving down the highway, and I get a phone call from the police department. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, what's happened? And he proceeds to tell me, well, you, I think you're involved with this property. And he rattles off the address that I'm getting ready to go to closing to. A car had run off the road, it backed up to a busier street, ran off the road and just tore through their fence. And thank goodness this house was on acreage. So it was an acre lot. So it didn't hit any of the property aside from the fence. But here's where it got complicated. It wasn't just, oh, let me make an insurance claim. It was the fence that belonged to the HOA.
Oh,
so
wow.
they had to purchase the property, let the HOA be made aware, but now the buyer wanted to move in because they didn't have a place to go,
right.
but they didn't have a fence either.
Yeah.
So we had to figure out a way to, you know, make their doggies be safe, you know? Well, they had to wait for this fence to come in.
Yeah. This is where it is important to have a realtor on your side who has some experience, who has
that's
dealt. Because
right.
what happens is it's kind of like snow skiing, is what you remember is the crashes really well. You remember some of the great runs, some of the great little, oh, man, that was just wonderfully, you know, just beautiful. That was great. But you also have some experience of hitting a mogul.
That's right.
That sends you just head over heels down. And How do you avoid that? How do you try to, you know, you can't avoid all troubles when it comes to real estate. Sometimes you just have to mitigate. You just have to keep them as less stressful as possible, like when a car crashes through a fence. What do you do?
Well, and I'm going to remind everybody that I said earlier I was an art major and I don't ski. Oh, I think it's fun. It keeps us on our toes and it's always learning.
Yes. That, so. Right. That's the part of it that that I know there's a couple things that I always check. It's never happened to me, but I've heard of it happening, was like when we do a final walkthrough, I always look to see, is the air conditioner there?
Right. Oh, that is a thing.
Is the hot water heater there?
Well, and I don't think a lot of people are aware, but they get stolen. They want that copper line.
Yeah.
And I've seen them stolen new construction, and it doesn't matter what price point that home is in. I have seen them get stolen in $1 million neighborhoods and
right.
stolen in $60,000 neighborhoods, which, yeah. of course, we don't even really have anymore. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the things that happens is someone sees a moving truck going into a neighborhood and everything gets moved out that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden that night, house is empty.
Well, and here, you know what? I forgot to tell Becky this, and I'm going to tell you guys because we're actually on the radio, but I called in one day and we were talking about appliances getting stolen. Do you know that the week after I saw the news break the story on how it was a thing that appliances were getting stolen? So you radio folks heard it first.
It is.
Pays to listen to the radio.
It does. And it goes back to, like, that's why when Becky teaches the team about how to do real estate her way, is that we do a final walkthrough as close to closing as we can.
Well, that's right.
So that you know, again, one of the last things the buyer signs is I accept it in its present condition.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had other, you know, times where I've had where I'm on the sell side, helping to sell a home, and a realtor would do a walkthrough 2 or 3 days before closing will be their final walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that is a risk that I'm not willing to take.
I've had in the wintertime, we literally went to close, and by the time they went back to get into their house, the pipes busted.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you do there? I said, call your insurance.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the one that that I know is debated is when does the title actually transfer, responsibility transfer? Is it at time of signing? Is it at time of funding? Mm. And I think, and maybe I need Ron Shalott, the lawyer, to speak on it, because I don't think it's ever been litigated over what would happen if something, if a hailstorm happened in between when you sign for the pay, and when it's funded. Whose responsibility is it? Whose insurance would be billed?
Well, and the only story I have was that busted pipe, but they had funded already when they discovered it. So
we'll be right back with your smoking hot deal right here in Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the southwest corner of 122nd and Penn on 63rd, just west of Meridian at 505 East Main Street in Yukon, and on May Avenue, just north of Hefner Road. Today, our smoking hot deal, we got a good one for you today. It's at 7737 Doris Drive, and it is a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, just under 1,800 square feet in the North Haven edition, which is around Hefner and Council.
Good location.
Great location. So easy to get around from there. And beautiful back deck. Has a great back deck. Lots of new appliances in this one.
Well, the pictures look really pretty.
Yeah, gorgeous. If you want to take a look at it, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, BeckyIvins.com. Click on search listings. You'll see it right there. It's listed at $229,900.
That's a good price.
It's a great price. It's a great price. So $128 a square foot, which if you haven't been watching pricing, that's a great price.
That's a good price.
Yeah. So that's our smoking idea brought to you by Casa Perico. So I want to talk about property management because I don't do property management, never done a lot of property management. What's the biggest hurdles that you deal with property management?
Well, I will tell you right now too, I'm seeing a lot of people get into it because real estate is slow and they want to jump over into that avenue. You really need to know what you're doing. This is not something for you to just pick up a couple and think that you know what you're doing. Yeah. It is very detailed and experience does matter. Does matter. So you need to know how to evict somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, oh, just leave. No, no, we all have rules to follow. So
that's, I know one of the big memorable shows I remember doing with Becky and Ron Shalott is over the Landlord Tenant Act.
Oh, yeah.
That there are rules for landlord, there's the rules for tenants, and you got to follow those.
And do not think that we don't pull those out and make sure that we are giving the proper, you know, advice to people.
Yeah.
Pull it up and read it, you know, and you will have things that you just don't know. I don't care how long you've done it. You will say, what happens next?
Yeah.
Well, the other day, I mean, crazy story. We had an owner, and this owner, very kind gentleman, lives in California, so he's not here. We're managing these properties, and he goes, hey, and he's talking to my business partner. He goes, I think I've got a problem. She's like, what's that? And he goes, I think one of the tenants is using my house as an Airbnb. I'm like, what makes you think that? No, they're not. And he goes, well, I got a phone call from somebody trying to sell me their Airbnb management services because my address is listed. So we look it up and it's listed. So at this point in time, we're like, what is going on? And we also had realized that the tenant was going crazy over repair. I need it done now. And he ended up getting a repair fixed. Well, if you know anything about Airbnbs, they ding you if you don't have your repairs fixed immediately. So you lose your status and stuff like that. So we're thinking, is this man Airbnb-ing?
Yeah.
So I set up a walkthrough with it and he goes, sure, no problem. You can come on in. And I come in and we basically find out he's not Airbnb-ing the house because the photos aren't the same, not in Airbnb condition. He's got baby stuff out and I'm laughing. I'm like, okay, he still has no idea why we did the walkthrough.
Yeah.
The reason why he wanted his repair done ASAP was it was a plumbing issue and he didn't want to walk upstairs and clean the toilet.
Oh.
So he wanted his downstairs toilet that's clean to be taken care of immediately. So no Airbnb. However, now we've got address. Why is the lady using our address? And she's using our pictures. We are side by side referencing the front picture of what we had advertised for rent almost a year ago. I mean, the vines are growing in the same place. I have no idea. I think maybe she just didn't have a good photo in the complex. And so she stole ours.
So it was an Airbnb in the same complex.
In the same complex.
That was using the pictures.
And address for whatever reason. I don't know
why.
It's odd.
Yeah.
It's odd.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But definitely not that. That is not being Airbnb'd.
One of the things that we always make sure, you know, we talk a lot about identity. And when we have someone that comes up and says they want to sell their home, the first thing we hit check is,
do they own it?
Do they own it? Are they the right person to sell?
Well, and it sounds crazy that you would even have to do that. But one, you're pulling it because you want to make, you want to look at the legal, you want to make sure the square footage is what they're telling you. And then obviously you're verifying that they own the property. But how crazy is that, that you actually have to think that?
Well, it, and sometimes it's not a, sometimes they're not trying to be, most of the time they're not trying to be, you know, illegally or selling it or anything. Often it's in the name of a trust or the name of an LLC. And so then you go, who is it that has the right to sign on behalf of the trust and the LLC?
That's right. And you have to provide that paperwork to title in order to close. Right. And people don't understand that. We're not trying to be nosy. We don't want to look at your private paperwork. We just need to provide it to the title company in order for the deal to get closed. But here we are on break and you're talking about what happened in Tennessee.
Yeah. Right.
You should tell people that because I don't really know a lot about it, but that's crazy.
If you haven't looked this up, it's a great one to look up in is that the famed Graceland, Elvis's home, nearly got sold because of a title scam.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. Let's look up here on the title scam was that in September 2003, before she died, Lisa Marie Presley took out a $3.8 million loan against the Graceland property. Lisa Marie passed.
Yeah.
And then the woman, people showed up in Memphis saying they, the loan was in default. Mm. So they were trying to take possession of Graceland. And Elvis's granddaughter, Lisa Marie's daughter, Riley Kehoe, is now a very successful actress.
Yeah.
So she's actually got real money now and has good lawyers. And they were able to stop it. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, they tracked down the person involved in this. And it was a woman in Missouri. And she had about 3 or 4 identities.
That's crazy.
Good night. That's the one that goes, if they can almost steal Graceland.
I know.
I mean, that's a movie plot. That's Ocean's 14.
That's right.
It's, that's just crazy. But I'm going to tell you, if you live in Oklahoma County, you can go to the county assessor's office, their website, and you can put up an alert that it will send you an email if something changes on your title. It's a really easy thing to do.
Learn something new every
day. It's really easy to do. It really, it will just kind of ease your mind. And it's a fantastic service that the county does because, you know, you go, people go, well, how do I know what my title is?
Right.
Well, you can go to the county assessors and
they know.
Take a look. They know. They're assessing all this. So that's been our crazy stories today. Thank you, Jenny Whitten. Great Thank stories. And it's been good. Thank you, listener, for being with us this week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true. May each day